In early October, it was discovered that wires were cut in the locomotive that operates the Adirondack Scenic Railroad's Lake Placid line. The wires had been put back in place to mask the damage. Adirondack Railway Preservation Society Director and Board President David Link says it took about 3 days to determine the extent of the problem, but once determined, was easily fixed.
The troubleshooting took three men about 3 days to actually find the problem. Once the troubleshooting was accomplished, we were able to repair it quick enough to let the public know that we could run.
Adirondack Railway Preservation Society Director Bill Branson says it's not the first time the train or its tracks have been tampered with or damaged.
We've had other instances of sabotage. We've had people run through the woods near Raybrook, kerosene on the ties, and ignite it.
We've had our signals manipulated and the glass broken and the wires cut. The grade crossing signals have been tampered with.
Whoever has done these different things knew what they were doing. In the case of the grade crossings, that could have been a very dangerous item of mischief.
There is an ongoing effort led by a group called ARTA, Adirondack Recreational Trail Advocates, to create a rails-to-trails recreational corridor and pull out the tracks the Adirondack Scenic Railroad uses. Link says it's created a healthy discussion about recreation in the park. He points out there are thousands of miles of hiking trails in the Adirondacks, and the old Delaware and Hudson line has already had its tracks removed and could become a recreational trail.
So to remove or to think about removing 90 miles of track that is really the only railroad through the park to a world-known destination, Lake Placid, I think would be a real short-sighted decision.
When you travel through this corridor, you can go for tens or twenties of miles without a crossroad and 40 miles without cell phone service. Safety becomes an issue, and the people who espouse it have never been there and understood. It's truly a wilderness.
The Adirondack Scenic Railway operates on two disconnected segments between Utica and Big Moose and Saranac Lake to Lake Placid. Link explains their goal is to complete the connection from Utica to Lake Placid by upgrading the segments that currently do not meet minimum passenger track standards.
It's probably about $16 million to finish what we need to accomplish to run trains at an average speed of 35 or 40 miles an hour from Utica to Lake Placid. Once that's completed, it won't be a large capital investment being needed to be made on an annual or even five-year basis.
Branson adds there is substantial potential.
The railroad at the south end is extremely busy. We carry 65 or 70,000 people down there. We're about to start Polar, which will be a 14 or 15,000 more. Up here, it's a much smaller operation, and if the two ends are ever connected, that will change dramatically.
The long-term plan, according to David Link, is to link with Amtrak and the National Rail System.
There's 10 trains a day that connect New York City via Utica to Buffalo and points west, and we are a 10-foot walk from the Amtrak train in Utica to board our train and come to Old Forge, Big Moose, Tupper Lake, Saranac, and Lake Placid. What we plan is to have a train that would connect with Amtrak. We think it's good for business, good for the environment, and good for our long-standing sustainability as a passenger carrier and a low-impact recreation.
Bill Branson says they are developing resort and tourism packages to enhance ridership and link communities. He says it's something that the state included in the unit management plan.
The UMP called for all of these things to happen. When the economy became very tough, that sort of caused a rethink. But the unit management plan called for a trail development and enhancement of the system so that the ends could be connected. And that's kind of where we are now with the state, revisiting all of the important considerations to move forward.
The Adirondack Scenic Railroad has been in business over 23 years, carrying 1.3 million passengers, with annual ticket revenues approaching $1 million. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.